2. The Calm Before the Storm. We'd finally made it to March. It was Monday, just a few days after the end-of-term exam, and everyone was anxious to hear the results. After all, in the unlikely event that one of us got a failing grade, that person would be expelled.
Sensei, are you going to announce the results now?
Ike asked enthusiastically, planted in his chair and restraining himself as best he could, even as he leaned so far forward it seemed like he might fall over. Don't lose your head. You'll know in just a minute. Chabashira's movements were steady, suggesting she did this regularly. She spread out a large piece of paper that she had brought with her. The school usually made announcements digitally, via our phones or the bulletin boards, but it seemed they preferred to announce results in this manner when it came to written exams, where expulsion was possible.
Do you feel confident you did well, Ike?
Well, I think so. I studied as hard as I possibly could and all.
You studied as hard as you possibly could, huh? And yet you're still feeling uneasy? Chabashira must have found Ike's response to be amusing rather than exasperating, because she had a slight smile on her lips. Ike's grades were generally poor, so it was only to be expected that he'd feel uneasy, no matter how hard he'd studied.
Sudo, you're usually competing for the lowest score each time, too. How are you feeling? She asked.
Once upon a time, Sudo would probably have been the most anxious person present. It wasn't an exaggeration to say that he'd placed last in almost every single subject in all the tests we'd taken thus far. Chabashira was expecting a response similar to Ike's, but Sudo's reply was unexpected.
I feel pretty confident. I didn't fail, at the very least.
Oh? Although his athleticism was really all Sudo had to brag about, the look on his face and his tone seemed to imply a certain degree of confidence. Of course, I was sure he was still a little uneasy, like Ike. But the hard work he'd put in to overcome that, and the experience he'd gained along the way, allowed him to feel more confident. What he'd gained through his repeated study sessions with Horikita wasn't the kind of temporary knowledge you got from cramming for something for one night at the very last minute. It was the kind of knowledge that was retained, slowly but surely being ingrained in his brain. Sudo's tutor, Horikita, looked confident too. Well, she probably didn't like that Sudo was getting a little carried away, though.
Well, it is quite interesting how much you kids have grown. It's hard to tell exactly which of you will really make progress, but you've quite easily surpassed my expectations. Now then, without further delay, let me announce the results of your year-end examinations, said Chabashira.
She put everyone's test results up on the blackboard, then went to draw a red line on the paper. Anyone whose name fell below that line would be forcibly expelled from the school.
As for your results this time, she began.
Chabashira held the red marker in her hand. She pressed its tip against the paper and drew a straight, horizontal line. It was the red line of fate. And below that line were no names at all. Which meant,
excellent work. You've all passed. These are your best results so far. I have absolutely no complaints, she added.
Hell yeah!
Shouted Ike, the first to speak. He must have been scared to death. After all, he had gotten the lowest overall score in the class.
Phew! Man, that was a piece of cake, though! Man, that was close!
He added, repeatedly glancing at the sight of his name directly above the red line.
Huh. I only studied a little bit the day before, and I still managed to pass, huh?
Said Yamauchi, who had come in second to last.
Come on, don't lie.